The Vermont Green Football Club announced Tuesday that Chris Taylor has been promoted to head coach ahead of the team's 2025 USL League Two season. Taylor, a native of Liverpool, England, and the current head coach of SUNY Plattsburgh's men's soccer team, has served as an assistant coach with the Green since their inaugural season in 2022. And he recently spoke with Vermont Public's Nathaniel Wilson about his excitement for the future and Vermont's new golden age of soccer.
So, Coach, we're in the midst of exciting times for Vermont soccer with the Green's U.S. Open success last year and the recent national championship for the UVM men's team. What's it like to become the Green's head coach at this specific moment?
Yeah, it feels like the best time in Vermont's history for soccer, to be honest. And like you say, it started with our run in the Open Cup, having a great summer, and then UVM just took it through the roof with that amazing run. So I feel completely privileged to be a part of it. I loved following UVM as a fan and watching their journey and celebrating them. And now I hope to carry on the good fortune of soccer in Vermont and hopefully keep riding that wave of momentum to keep going with Vermont Green.
Yeah, I'm wondering more about that positive momentum, actually, and where you think that'll come into play next season.
I think just with the community first and foremost, like soccer is right at the front and center of everything in this state. And so I think everyone wants to be a part of it. I think we're going to see that this summer. I think the support is going to be, it's hard to imagine it being even better than it already has been, but I think it will be. I think everyone is you know, feeling excited about soccer at the moment. And then, you know, we will have some UVM players this summer, so we'll be excited to lean on them and their winning mentality and their winning experiences. So I think it's just all going to go hand in hand.
And former Green FC head coach Adam Pfeiffer is staying with the team but moving into a new role. He'll now be serving as the club's sporting director. As a former member of Pfeiffer's staff, how will it benefit you and the rest of the club to have him remain with the Green?
Yeah, Adam was doing both jobs simultaneously, to be honest. He was being the sporting director and the coach, and they're two separate jobs, but he did an amazing job juggling both. But his primary role is going to be recruiting players and kind of setting a strategy for the club in a sporting direction, and he does an amazing job of that. Whereas for me, I feel much more comfortable on the field, working with the players, doing the coaching. And so it made sense for us to separate the roles, and we've worked so closely together from day one. So it's brilliant that he's still there, because I've learned so much from him from the very beginning, and I'll continue to lean on him, and we communicate daily. And I think I'll still be going to him for a lot of advice and guidance, because he's been so successful. It'd be crazy not to utilize his experience.
It's been a busy week for the Green. In addition to the head coach news, the team also announced that captain Musa Njaye is returning to the club for a third season. Coach, what does Musa mean to the Green?
Honestly, Musa's one of the best players I've ever worked with. He's so humble but determined, and his leadership qualities are amazing. And I think it's such a big thing to have a player of his qualities and his stature to retain for a third season. He's loved here in Vermont, and I think he's loved his time here as well. And so we'll be leaning on his leadership to help with some of the new players coming in, on what Vermont Green means to everyone and what it means to play for the Green, especially in front of our fans. And so he's going to be a massive piece to everything we do, like he has been for a couple of years now. So we couldn't be more excited to have Musa back with us and leading from the front.
And Coach, with about 3.5 months until the team's home opener in May, what is your message to fans as they look forward to next season?
I think the main thing is we can't wait to get in front of them again. That's our biggest privilege, is playing in front of our fans and our community. They're a big part of our team, a big part of our success, and we can't wait to be back there at Virtue with them. That's the best part of Vermont Green, is playing for Vermont in general. So we're looking forward to seeing them, and hopefully they'll continue to power the team on as they have been for the last few years.